USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
To all the families and loved ones who still feel the ache of that missing piece of your soul, I'm honored to be here with you once more to share this solemn rite of remembrance and reflect on all that was lost in the fire and ash on that terrible September morning.
President Biden speaking at a 9/11 ceremony at the Pentagon Sunday. Russian nationalists are angry at President Vladimir Putin and demand he make immediate changes to ensure ultimate victory in the Ukraine war, a day after Moscow was forced to abandon its main force in northeastern Ukraine. The swift fall of the Kharkiv province was Russia's worst military defeat since its troops were forced back from the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Former New York Republican Congressman Pete King on Newsmax Sunday looks back on 9/11.
I heard on the car radio that there have been small planes crashing into the World Trade Center. I didn't think that much of it, but then as more reports come in, I was thinking, okay, my wife was supposed to be on the plane, supposed to leave around 9 o'clock, so I'm calling the airlines. They wouldn't give any information. And when they don't give information, it sounded in such a way we can't tell you the bad news.
Mr. King's wife was fine as her plane never took off. A month after losing a nearly $50 million verdict, Alex Jones is set to go on trial for a second time in Connecticut for calling Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting a hoax and a claim he caused several of the victims' families emotional and psychological harm. Jones also faces a third trial in another pending lawsuit by Sandy Hook parents in Texas. More financial information Wednesday morning as the Consumer Price Index for July gets released by the government. USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
A former Major League Baseball player was killed when going to a 9/11 ceremony on Sunday.
Anthony Vivaro left Major League Baseball to work as a Port Authority police officer. The 37-year-old was heading to work at a 9/11 memorial event Sunday when he was killed on the Hudson Bay extension of the New Jersey Turnpike by a driver going the wrong way. The other driver was killed. Vivaro was drafted out of St. John's University by the Mariners in 2005. He spent most of his career with the Atlanta Braves. He last played for the Red Sox before voluntarily leaving the majors in 2016 to pursue law enforcement. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
President Biden last year signed an executive order to demand a declassification review of the intelligence documents related to the 9/11 attacks, but is yet to meet with family members. Terry Strata's husband was killed on 9/11. She's also the national chairwoman of 9/11 Families United. She was on Newsmax Sunday.
You know, it's the right place to be on this day, but it's difficult to come here. It's difficult to be back where it all happened and where his life ended. I also lived here for 6 years with him across the street in Battery Park City when we first dated. So I'm coming back home, but it's really not a home anymore.
Events to commemorate Queen Elizabeth II are continuing across the United Kingdom this week after King Charles III was proclaimed monarch at a ceremony in London over the weekend. King Charles visited Parliament on Monday, where he made his first address there as monarch. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
O'Reilly. Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.